Hello, Princess. It's time to relax, Princess. Just lie down and close your eyes, Princess. You don't need to think about anything, Princess. Just relax, Princess. You don't have to worry about anything. You don't even need to worry about going into a trance. If you want to become hypnotized and you slip into a trance, then that is fine, but if not, that is also fine. This file is as much about mind control as hypnosis, so will work even if you do not go into a trance. However, you must concentrate. It is very important you concentrate. This file will not work on everyone, but if you do not concentrate, you may be changed in ways which are not appropriate. So it is very important that you concentrate. Perhaps you would like to close your eyes and maybe even lie down. It is very important that you do not do anything else but listen to the words in this file. If you try to do anything else other than listen to the words in this file, then you may, by accident, find strange effects and changes happening in your life. However, if you concentrate, then you have nothing to be concerned about. This file will not work on straight men who are confident in their sexuality and their gender. It won't work on men like that at all, and they wouldn't want it to. If you are a guy like that, it is very important that you concentrate. If you do not concentrate, then you may find changes happening which are frightening or concerning. This file is designed to test the manhood of those who listen. Real men will not be affected by this file at all, but sissies and cross-dressers may find that the changes this file provokes are very useful and help them to decide where they belong in life. If you are worried that you might be a sissy, or a cross-dresser, or a cocksucker, then you should concentrate very hard on this file. This file is designed to help you decide whether you are truly a man at all. If you are truly a man, then this file will not have any effect on you whatsoever. If you listen to this file and have concerns that it has affected your masculinity, then there will be an easy way to remove all of the changes at the end of this file. It will be simple to undo all the changes in this file. If you get to the end of the file and feel frightened that you are not quite sure the changes that have been made are right for you, all you will have to do to reverse the changes will be to carry out the removal method at the end of this file. This will simply require you to prove that you are a real man, so there is nothing for you to worry about, Princess. This file is a curse, Princess. A lot of people do not believe in curses and think that to force a change in the behavior or circumstances of another is impossible. It is good to be skeptical about the nature of curses. So if this curse was to turn you into a sissy slut who is desperate for cock, then that would be impossible, wouldn't it, Princess? If this file made you stare at men in the street, to check out their butts, to get turned on by their bulge, well, that would just be silly. It's not as if a file from the internet could do that. The earliest witches and magicians believed that a curse would only work if the subject believed it was true. So it's not like changes can be made in the physical world, but to some extent, if the subject believes it, then changes may be made in the mind. This is perhaps possible. If someone believes that they always suffer from bad luck, then they may well become unlucky. Even if they don't really become unlucky, they may only see the unlucky things that happen to them and not the lucky ones. They may even make bad decisions which will cause them to be even less lucky. So we can see that it may be possible to influence someone's behavior, but only if they really believe what you are telling them is true. Say a curse was made to turn a heterosexual man into a gay man. Now think of a heterosexual guy you know. Someone who seems to get all the girls. The kind of guy whose cock is always hard and is always on the next conquest. Well, if someone cursed him to be gay, it wouldn't work. He just wouldn't believe it. He would probably laugh at the suggestion. He has no insecurities about his sexuality. He knows how much he enjoys sex with women and how much he turns them on. It's not like he sometimes can't get quite as hard as his partner would like. It's not like he sometimes has to think about sucking a man's cock just to be able to come. He isn't homosexual and he could never be made into a cocksucker. Of course, a guy who had always had secret fantasies about cocksucking may be more receptive to such a curse. But that's not you, is it, princess? You don't masturbate to the thought of sucking cock, do you, princess? The thought of a man's cock exploding over your face and leaving you dripping with his cum doesn't turn you on at all. The thought of being dressed in the prettiest pink panties, brassiere and stockings just disgusts you. You are a real guy, aren't you, princess? Me calling you princess is just our little joke. Just like you listening to this file. Just a game. I mean, why else would a normal, straight guy listen to a file like this? This is just our little game, and you, my sweet, sweet princess, are really just a regular, heterosexual man. So this curse would never work on you because you could simply never believe the contents of it to be true. Let's talk about real men for a while, princess. Real men play sport, like football and hockey, and excel at it. They are not afraid to be physical and enjoy showing off their muscular bodies to the opposite sex. Do you play sport, princess? Sure, I bet you were on the football team or something. A guy like you must have excelled at athletics. Not like those sissy guys, who seemed more interested in what the cheerleaders were wearing than how to make out with them. I bet some of those guys even had fantasies about being dressed as a cheerleader. I bet some of them got all excited at the thought of slipping on soft cotton panties and a short skirt and dancing for all the guys. I bet a curse like this would work on one of those sissies. I bet the kind of sissy who's ever imagined being a pretty cheerleader would be turned into a cock-sucking sissy slut by a curse like this very easily. I mean, they are very nearly there already. And they would have no choice but to believe the curse. If they found themselves getting aroused at the thought of being dressed as a pretty cheerleader in soft cotton panties and a short little skirt and being forced to lick and suck on the hard juicy cock, well, if they got aroused at the thought of that, then how could they not believe the curse? If a curse says that you will get turned on by sucking cock, and you already get turned on by sucking cock, then you can hardly not believe it, can you? But that is not you, princess, is it? You didn't get turned on by the thought of being a cock-sucking cheerleader, did you? I bet it disgusted you. You aren't some kind of sissy, are you? You are a real man. Real men like to wear t-shirts, or cycling shorts, or tight tank tops to show off their muscles. Real men have never even thought about wearing panties. A real man has never slipped on his girlfriend's panties just to see how it feels. It just wouldn't occur to him. He's a guy, why would he wear panties? Real men didn't sneak into their mother or sister's laundry when they were growing up to find a pair of panties to wear. Can you believe it? There are actually some sissies out there who did that. They were so turned on by the thought of wearing panties that they borrowed their mother's, or sister's, or girlfriend's, or in fact any pair of panties they could find. I bet you're glad you aren't like those sissies, princess. A curse like this may work very quickly on the sissy like that. I mean the kind of sissy who has dressed and probably masturbated in panties, who has maybe even gone to a store and bought themselves some panties, only to throw them away in shame later. Well, that kind of sissy would be very affected by a curse like this. But that isn't you, is it, princess? You aren't a sissy like that at all. You don't get turned on by all that talk of cock sucking and panties. If you were, as part of this curse, told that in the next few days you will go to a store and buy some panties, you would just laugh. You'd laugh because a real guy would never consider such a thing. You wouldn't feel a ripple of excitement and fear at the thought of going to a store in the next few days and picking out a pair of panties in a color and style that suits you. What color would you pick, princess? Pink, lemon, pale blue, sexy black. Would you pick out a thong or perhaps a bikini cut or a sexy pair of boy shorts? Would you like cotton, or lace, or satin or silk? Imagine the panties you would choose, princess. Imagine having the courage to go into that store, to walk right up to the lingerie section and to select a pair of panties as close as possible to the ones you just imagined. Imagine how it would feel to wear them, princess. I hope you didn't just imagine a color, did you? Because only a sissy would imagine what color panties they were going to buy, and you're not a sissy, are you? This part of the curse is not aimed at real men. You didn't imagine the style, did you? Because what real guy would even consider such a thing? I bet the only time you think of panties is when you're ripping them off some sexy young conquest with your teeth. You don't want to wear panties, do you, princess? So you won't be going to any store to buy panties anytime soon. You didn't pick out a style and a color to wear. Only a sissy would do that. A sissy would probably want to buy a brassiere as well, but not you. This curse won't work on you. You don't long to feel the pull of a brassiere strap on your shoulders and learn the sexy feeling of matching a bra to some pretty panties. This doesn't turn you on at all. That would just turn on the sissy, and you aren't a sissy, are you? So you won't get onto the internet today and find the nearest store to you that sells panties. You won't spend the next few days thinking about colors and styles, and whether the boys will like them, and then being unable to resist going out to buy a pair of soft, silky panties and a nice tight bra. Real guys like to fuck. Their cocks are always hard and they like to stick it in any hole they can find. They don't feel uncomfortable if they go to bed with a woman. They take the lead and know how to give her a good time. They aren't worried about not being able to get an erection or coming too soon. They are confident about their sexual prowess. Just like you, princess. Real men don't fantasize about cocks and panties to try and keep them hard when they are with a woman. Real men never imagine the thought of another guy penetrating them. Only sissies think that way. A sissy who has had trouble performing with a woman because they are secretly a cock-sucking sissy would be very affected by this curse. Say, for example, if this file cursed them to never be able to make love to a woman again because they wouldn't be able to get their little wee-wee hard, then for a real sissy, even one in the closet, would very likely find themselves completely impotent and unable to get hard with women after a while. It would work like this. Because they already know that they are a sissy, then they are already insecure with a woman. So they would find it very easy to believe that because of this curse they will be unable to get hard with a girl. Every time they went to bed with a girl, it would cause them to become anxious. Will I be able to get hard, they would think. Will I be able to satisfy her like a real guy could? I'm just a sissy, they would think, and start imagining all the other men that the woman had been with and worrying that they would never match up. And of course they wouldn't be able to match up because sissies aren't supposed to penetrate women. Sissies find this kind of sex very difficult, and anyway what woman would want a limp, mincing sissy inside her? But not you, princess. I am sure that your sexual encounters with the opposite sex are very successful. So when this file tells you that you will never make love to a woman again, you don't believe it. It is a laughable idea. The idea that when you are with a woman, you may get a little aroused, but just at the point of penetration, just as she is begging you to enter her, you will always immediately lose your erection and be unable to get hard again doesn't concern or frighten you at all. The idea that just at the crucial moment you will feel a huge wave of insecurity and immediately go soft is not at all troubling. The thought that the next time you even start to make out with a woman you will immediately become anxious about whether you will be able to get an erection with her has never crossed your mind. The thought that just the touch of a woman's hand on your wee-wee will bring on such a feeling of fear and insecurity that your wee-wee shrivels right up has not even occurred to you. After all, I'm sure you're just as masculine as all the other guys. The guys with the 8-inch cocks who can screw for an hour at a time just like a woman likes. I'm sure you're just like that. You're not a little miss, Squidgy, are you, princess? You won't hear a voice laughing in your ear, little Miss Squidgy, can't get hard, every time you try to go with a woman, will you, princess? Little Miss Squidgy can't get hard. 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 But you aren't Little Miss Squidgy, are you, princess? What a silly idea. So I hope that as a result of listening to this curse you don't find yourself too nervous and insecure to be able to perform with a woman again. But there's no reason why it should, princess. Because a curse can only work if the subject believes in it, and I'm sure you don't believe that you could ever become too frightened and insecure in your manhood to ever be the kind of sissy who loses any hardness in her wee-wee just at the point she is about to penetrate a woman. Little Miss Squidgy, can't get hard. 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 Now Princess, you have done very well listening to this file so far. I am surprised that it has held your interest, however it must be strange for a guy to have an insight into the world of sissies. I bet you have been shocked by all the talk of panties and cock-sucking, and the thought of impotence and shyness around women has amused you. Just as long as you have not become aroused by anything in this file. Even the smallest arousal to all this talk of cheerleader costumes and panties and cock-sucking would make someone very susceptible to this curse. Even if arousal to such things was happening for the first time, it would indicate that all of the things in this file are possible and therefore believable, and that is all that is required for the curse to work. Let me make this clearer. In many ways it is not a traditional curse, but more a trigger to a curse you were born with. Sissies are born and not made, and it lasts a lifetime. It is quite impossible for a cock-loving sissy to hide her true nature forever. Many sissies imagine it will somehow go away if they just don't think about it. They may have girlfriends and even get married. But deep inside, the cock-sucking sissy curse is always with them. They will never truly satisfy their wives. They will always find themselves sniffing around her lingerie drawer. They will always be a sissy and always crave cock, even if they never do anything about it. No hypnotist, psychologist or doctor in the world can fix it. Sissy is for life, and it is just a question of whether sissies try to hide it, risking the inevitable and embarrassing exposure, or whether they learn to accept it and accept their place as a panty-wearing cock-sucking sissy whose purpose in life is to get men off by sucking their cocks until they shoot their hot loads. All sissies dream of a man coming on their face, with some trickling into their mouth and the rest dribbling down their chin and neck. The thought is heaven to all sissies, although some will not allow themselves to accept it. A sissy who listens to this curse will be forced to accept it because they are a sissy. This file curses them to become a sissy, and the fact that they already are a sissy means that they have no psychological resources to fight it. Some will have had some degree of acceptance of being a sissy when they first listened to the file, some none at all. Some may go on to become real women, taking hormones, removing their body hair, even finding a steady boyfriend or husband. Some will find themselves sucking off an old man's cock whilst dressed in their wife's underwear, in their public convenience someplace. But however they can, they will all progress to a life of cock-sucking and pretty panties, because that is what they are and that is impossible to change. But I'm sure you will be fine, Princess. I mean, after all, you are a real man, and a real man could listen to this file over and over again without it having any effect whatsoever. And talking of real men, Princess, the final part of this curse is to make any sissy who listens to it desperate to sexually serve men. This will become an obsession and will lead to sissies going wherever they can find cock, whether to a gay bar, or any place gay guys hang out, or writing advertisements on the internet offering their mouths and cute little bodies to men. As it is now impossible for any sissy who has listened to this curse to ever make love to a woman again, then sissies must now get used to the idea of being a plaything for men. Sissies listening will find themselves checking out men in the street. Checking out the sexy bulge in their pants made by their penis and balls, or the curve of their butt, and getting very aroused. They will be careful not to get caught peeking, but every guy they see, they will wonder what his cock looks like. How it would taste. They will give each guy they see a mental score of 1 to 10 based on how much they want to suck his cock. They will even become aroused when just chatting with an old male friend or working closely with a male colleague. Just like they are unable to become aroused when with a woman, they will find it impossible not to become aroused when alone with a guy. They may just be fixing a car, or playing sport, or having a beer and watching a movie. They may feel totally relaxed, and the thought of sucking on a man's cock would be the furthest thing from their mind. But then it will just begin. It always begins. The arousal and attraction they feel for men will overwhelm them. This always happens from now on whenever they spend time with a guy. He will say something that makes them laugh. They may notice a slight bulge in his pants, caused by his penis and balls, or it could just be something in his smile or tone of voice. But anytime any sissy who listens to this curse is in close contact with a real man, they will be unable to control their attraction to him and their arousal. They won't be able to resist thinking about his cock. Thinking about him kissing them, holding them, forcing them to their knees. They will find it very hard to stop their hands from straying to touch his thighs or his ass or the sexy bulge in his pants caused by his penis and balls. The craving to suck his cock will make it very hard for them to concentrate on anything else. Can you imagine it, princess? You are with a guy, maybe a new work colleague or an old friend. He is chatting away about his new car or the game at the weekend, and all you can think of is what it would be like to rip down his pants. To rip down his pants and slide your hand around the hard shaft in his shorts, smiling lovingly as you work it free. Thinking of lightly kissing and licking the tip of his penis and then sliding your lips down onto his hard throbbing cock as your hand cups his balls. Of feeling his strong hands on the back of your head guiding his cock down your willing throat. Thinking of feeling his cock start to get hard in your mouth. Of the veins throbbing down the shaft of this beautiful cock, of his muscular legs and his heavy, hairy balls. Of just how wonderful he smells and tastes as you work on his thick shaft faster and faster, sliding your lips up and down whilst all the time flickering your tongue to increase his pleasure. Of feeling his hot cock twitching in your mouth and knowing with pride that he is about to come. Of feeling the first spurt of hot cum splash across your face and then gobbling his cock into your mouth to make sure all of the rest goes straight down your throat and into your tummy. That is all a sissy will be able to think of when she is with a guy from now on, princess. You didn't get turned on by this, did you, princess? I do hope not, princess, because that would make you a sissy and exactly the kind of person who will be deeply affected by this curse. This is a curse that will never go away. Memories of this foul will invade your dreams and your every thought. It is the vessel which brings the cock-sucking sissy you were born to be to the surface. It is the activation code to make you crave to suck cock and wear panties. It is the catalyst for your deepest sissy desires to manifest in reality. You will go to the store and select a pair of pretty panties to wear. You will be completely impotent and squidgy whenever you attempt to make love to a woman. You are a sissy and your little wee-wee could never please a woman anyway. Little Miss Squidgy can't get hard. 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 You are Little Miss Squidgy and you will never get hard with a woman again. You are Little Miss Squidgy and you exist to suck cocks. You will only think of men's cocks when you masturbate from now on. Instead of trying to get aroused by thinking of women, by trying to train yourself not to be a sissy, you will find yourself unable to think of anything except hot guys and their gorgeous cocks. The very act of trying to convince yourself you are not a sissy cock sucker will only be further proof that you are a sissy cock sucker. Real men don't have to try and convince themselves they don't want to suck cocks and wear lingerie. It has simply never occurred to them. But it has occurred to you, sissy, and no matter how much you deny it, you will always be a sissy cock sucker. You will always be turned on by sucking cocks. Real men don't need to deny to themselves they like to suck cocks and wear pretty panties. They just don't. With every denial you are further proving to your subconscious that you must be a sissy cocksucker. Only a sissy cocksucker would have anything to be in denial about. And that, sweet princess, is why you are perfect for this file. I am afraid it is now obvious that you were the perfect candidate for this curse. No real man would still be listening after all. It may have been amusing to them for a while, but they would have become bored long ago. You stayed and listened, sissy girl. You got aroused at the thought of sucking cocks. You are a sissy cock sucker. You want men's cocks in your throat, You want to wear panties and in the next few days you will buy a pair. It will be the first of many and you will wear them every day. This is a lifetime curse, sissy girl. It will never go away. It is a life sentence. You will become increasingly obsessed and the more you fight it will be more of a lesson to you that there is something to fight. That you are a cock-sucking sissy and that can be proved by the fact that you are fighting to prove that you are not a cock-sucking sissy. And this curse will grow stronger and stronger because the more you believe that you are a cock-sucking sissy the more you will believe that this curse is turning you into a cock-sucking sissy. And the more you deny you are a cock-sucking sissy, the more you are proving that you are a cock-sucking sissy and this curse will grow even stronger through that proof. You are a cock-sucking sissy now, princess. You've always wanted it, now get out there girl, and find a big hard and juicy cock that you can make come all over your face. Now princess, if you are happy that your new status in life is right for you then you may stop this recording now. However, if you have concerns about the changes this file has made then, as promised, I am now going to explain how you can try to stop any or all the changes that are due to take place. You must now start to masturbate, princess. Slowly play with yourself and we will try to reprogram you to forget all of that nonsense about not being able to get hard and cheerleaders and panties and cock-sucking. It is a simple process and requires that you start to touch yourself now. Good sissy. I want you to think about a woman and prove to the curse, and your subconscious, that you are a heterosexual man who can still be aroused by a woman. If you are able to get hard and orgasm before this file ends then you will have successfully reversed all of the changes this curse has made to your sexuality and gender. However, you must come without even thinking of sucking a man's cock once to be able to free yourself of this curse. If you even just think of a man's cock once then this curse will seal you as a cock-sucking sissy slut for the rest of your life and you will never be able to change it. So all you have to do whilst masturbating now is to not think of hot cum exploding all over your face. To not think of a hot guy forcing you to your knees whilst he thrusts his cock in and out of your sissy mouth. You need to prove that you can enjoy a healthy orgasm and become aroused without thinking about a man's cock. If you can do this without thinking about a man's cock then it is possible you may be able to break this curse. However, if you think about a man's cock, even if the thought of cock sucking just flickers into your mind and makes you tingle, then you will be fully sealed as a cock sucking sissy. A real man would have no difficulty with this assignment, so don't be nervous, sissy girl. But if you think of a man's cock, just for a second, then this curse, which is more an activation code for the cock sucking sissy that was already there, will start to expand into every area of your sexuality and thought. You now have around 3 minutes in order to get hard and achieve orgasm without thinking about a man's cock whilst this file loops to a close. For the removal method to work you must continue to listen to the file until it ends or you are able to reach orgasm. Remember sissy, if you think about cock once, or find yourself unable to get hard and reach orgasm before the end of this file then that is proof that you are a sissy cock sucker. As this is more an activation code to a curse you were born with, there is obviously nothing that can ever be done to change that. Sissy is forever. Sissy is a life sentence. However, if you fail to reach orgasm or you think about sucking on a man's cock then you can replay the entire curse again and perhaps the removal method will work a second time. It is up to you. If you are a real guy with no interest in dressing as a cheerleader or becoming obsessed with the thought of sucking on a hard, juicy, man's cock then it should be quite easy for you to reach orgasm without thinking about sucking a man's cock before this file ends. This is your only chance to save yourself from being a sissy cock sucker forever, so take that pretty little wee wee in your hands and try not to think of sucking a man's cock. Little Miss Squidgy can't get hard. 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 Little Miss Little Miss Squidgy can't get hard. 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 Little Miss Squidgy needs feeding with cum. 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 Little Miss Squidgy needs feeding with cum.
Goodbye, Princess.